You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I want to talk to you about some Sabbath principles, and we're continuing on. So the second principle that I want to go over is something that's mentioned in the Bible. It's called a preparation day. You know, you're preparing for one of God's Sabbaths. Sabbath is a date with God, a time where we're supposed to clear our schedule and spend time with our Father and His Son. So, you prepare for the Sabbath by getting ready for Friday evening at sundown when it starts. Something that's a foreign concept to most of us because the Gentile mind, the day starts at midnight, in the middle of the night. And when you go back to Genesis and you look at how God does things, the day starts the evening before at sundown. It's like, okay, now we're into the day. Now it's time to relax. Now it's time to spend some time with God, to do, you know, with family, with children, do something that's our pleasure. Then you get your rest, your nap, your sleep. You wake up and you hit it. You hit the ground running. And that's the way God works it. But Exodus 16:23, I'm going to read this to you. It says, "Then he said to them, 'This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today and boil what you will boil and lay it up for yourselves, all that remains to be kept until morning.' So they laid it up until morning as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, nor were there any worms in it." Verse 25, "Then Moses said, 'Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there will be none.'" So God told him, go out and work and gather it 6 days in a row, but come Sabbath, there's going to be no manna out there for you to gather. And then he says, get it ready, boil it, bake it, prepare it, get it all ready to eat, get the work out of the way, because tomorrow is the Sabbath. It's a date between me and you. And unfortunately, everyone was not obedient, just like today. Exodus 16:27 says, "Now when it happened, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, 'How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws?'" See, Satan's got us convinced that we can ignore God's laws. But God has limits, and he tells Moses, how long are they going to refuse to obey me? What do you think he's saying right now today with all of his children that are out there refusing to obey him? Verse 29, "See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place, and let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. He got to them through their bellies. That's how he got their attention. And he gave them a perfect food, 100% of the nutrition and the nourishment that they needed. And they complained about it. They wanted to go out and work on Saturday. They wanted to, They were sick of the manna. They were just disobedient.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.